Colin Daniels definitely out. He's pulled his hamstring, which is a blow because he's been in fine form for us. So we're disappointed from that point of view. He presents an opportunity for somebody. Kelvin got stretchered off, but we're hoping that he'll be all okay for Saturday. So, you know, we're fingers crossed on that one. But we just suffered this week a little bit from picking up other bumps and bruises from a tough week previous in three games in the week. So it's a case of just recovering as well as we can now and getting prepared for a tough game on Saturday.
So do you envisage, I know there was two or three, four alterations for the last cup tie here. Do you envisage you might have to be, because of a bit of fatigue, a few bumps and bruises, might have to make changes again?
I'd be perfectly honest with you, I'd rather not, but I think, like I say, I might be forced into it, which would be disappointing, because I've quite enjoyed, and the team sort of like sticking to the same team and just making the odd change if needed here and there. I think that's shown in the consistency in our results and performances.
Makes life easier, doesn't it, for everybody at this moment in time? If we've seen it so many times, Gary, and you go back to the 70s and 80s, and the best teams never changed it, did they?
That's true. Obviously, you build up relationships and you get the consistency, and that's why it amazes me that, you know, clubs make so many managerial changes after such a short time. You've got to build those relationships and you have to take that into consideration. But I think as few changes as we could possibly make on Saturday will be the benefit for everyone.
You're registering four goals at home on a regular basis at this moment in time. Does it surprise you? Or bearing in mind what we've heard all season, for you saying we should have been out of sight but we weren't, are we now just seeing that extra bit, however they're managing to do it, if it's staying longer at training, if it's practicing shooting and finishing longer, are we just seeing what we should have been seeing earlier?
A lot of people look at you, don't they, when you do the press and say, God, he's talking rubbish. And I've honestly believed that the performance levels that we've displayed this season, there hasn't been many games where I've not said, oh, we should have been out of sight, or with number of chances we created. You know, I think that's been a big part of our play, is the way we've gone about it and the chances that we have created. And like you say, we're now being really, really clinical in front of goal, which is pleasing.
Yeah. Have you always thought, when you looked at the squad that you inherited and what you added to, it would be a case that you've got more offensive players, really, than trying to grind out a 1-0, so to speak?
Well, I think it was just in my managerial career, I've always played with two strikers. You know, you look back to my time at Blackburn with Gisted and Rhodes, and now when I came here, it was the same philosophy or policy from myself. I wanted strikers in, and I like playing with two up top. It's as simple as that. Some weeks you get praised for playing two up top, and then when you get beat, they say, oh, why do we play two up top? But I'm going to stick with two up top. I enjoy watching two strikers play.
It's funny, isn't it? In vogue, these formations come and go. Yeah. Three at the back is the trendy thing to do these days.
The diamond's back in fashion.
What, is it just because one high-profile manager in a Premier League will do something and everyone else thinks, oh, that works?
Possibly. Like you say, I think sometimes the circumstances dictate. But yeah, I think our last three games, three or four games, the opposition have played a diamond. So it's their choice, and we've just got to look at ourselves and focus on what we do. But yeah, I think three at the back's more trendy this season as well.